Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 3.45% this week from 3.22% last week. The Chicago Teachers Union narrowly backing an agreement dictating COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. That vote on Wednesday will keep kids in classrooms after 5 days of canceled classes due to a standoff with the city over remote learning and virus testing. This is SRN News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures are running a little milder today, perhaps the warmest day of the week, with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine today. Chilly tonight, but not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low down to about 37. Tomorrow, still dry. Nice day. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. Then showers overspread the area beginning Saturday afternoon and through Saturday night. First half of the day, Sunday. It turns much colder Sunday and Sunday night. But no winter precipitation in this part of the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Due to Omicron, more schools in the area are going virtual. Starting January 18th, all Montgomery Public Schools will be closed and classes held virtually. Schools will reopen Monday, January 24th, and Alexander City Schools will shift to remote learning effective Friday, January 14th for all students. Students there will return to schools on Thursday, January 20th. The Montgomery County Board of Education has voted unanimously to approve Phase 1 of the Capital Improvement Plan, which includes closing down two schools, including Lanier. Lanier High School will merge with Carver High School. MPS will discontinue the use of Lanier. Lee High School will be rebuilt. Capitol Heights Middle School will also be rebuilt. Wilson Elementary will join with Blount Elementary, and Baldwin students will move to the current Wilson Elementary building. Also in this phase, all elementary schools will be equipped with gymnasiums. The entire plan should take 4 to 6 years to complete. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We are in our second hour of today's show. I am pleased to be joined by Public Service Commissioner Jeremy Oden, who is running for re-election, qualified with ALGOP already. How's it going, sir?
Hello, April. I am doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, I know we've had you on before, but for those who have not heard what a public service commissioner actually does, can you give us that answer in a nutshell? What do you do, and why should people be paying attention to this race?
Sure. That's one of the things that we have to do everywhere we go. It describes really and truthfully what we do in the Public Service Commission. So I've been on there since 2012. So what our major focus is we actually regulate the monopolies in the state. So that's private business who are given the authority to act as a sole provider for services or utilities. So that would be like Alabama Power is one of them. Spire Gas is one of them. Some water companies and some also some wastewater companies. Those are the ones in which we look at, and they come to us for basically rate increases, capital improvements, those things like that come before us, and we actually get, you know, look at the company and make sure they're doing the right thing. But the PSC is also a lot more than that, April. I know that that's the big focus, and of course the big focus is Alabama Power and the gas company Spire. But we also are our safety aspects and insurer aspects for the state. So we look at like the railroad safety aspect. We have the tracks, not the trains, but the tracks themselves to make sure that they're safe for the trains, you know, to travel on. We also do gas pipeline safety, and that's a big thing for the state to make sure, you know, if there's leaks or anything on those lines, we make sure that that is watched over and protected for the citizens of the state. So that's a couple of the big things we do. Smaller things is most of this stuff, April, is going into the federal regulation arena, but we still have portions of it in Alabama. Take, for instance, the railroad situation. So most of that now is a federal regulated authority, but we still have that safety aspect over the railroad systems. Or the track systems. So we have that going on also with our trucking industry. So if you're in the state of Alabama operating, we make sure that your trucks are insured, that they have the correct insurance on them. We also are over what we call TNCs, and most everybody would know this group as the Uber and Lyfts of the state. We make sure background checks are in, insurance compliance, all of that stuff is set to go for those companies. Taxis, buses, things of those nature, we are over and regulate and make sure basically that they're insured and background checks and stuff don't file, those type of things. So that's it pretty well in a nutshell. Of course, those are huge things. When we look at them, it sounds like, wow, that's this, this, and this, but we do quite a bit at the PSC as far as that stuff is concerned.
Do you handle in it rural electric as well? Is it all the electric y'all come under y'all's purview?
No, not all the utilities fall underneath our purview. So we have TVA in the north, and they're a wholesale company, and they sell to your co-ops or to municipal utilities. We do not regulate them. The co-op language is a federal language. So basically, you can look at it this way. They have their own board of regulators. And so those regulators are usually appointed by like a city council or a commission, county commission. They are the ones that are appointing. So if they have an appointing board by an elected official group, and we're not necessarily over those. It's only the private monopoly groups that we would be over. And as far as utility and power structure, most of that is just Alabama Power. But in the utility world, there's a lot of water groups. There's a lot of wastewater groups and special developments and stuff. And then we're over all of them as well.
Got it. Well, let's get into some of the things you've accomplished in your time on the Public Service Commission already. What have y'all been doing in the last several years under the Trump administration? When you got into office, we were still dealing with Biden administration mandates. What have you been doing in your time on the Public Service Commission?
Well, one of our overall tasks, April, the commission is to make sure that energy is reliable, that it's in the cheapest that we can get it to be produced, a reliable form of energy. In other words, when you go to cut that switch on, you've got power, and create a transmission system that is secure. And so when we start looking at those things, that's some of the biggest things that are under attack from the federal government. We've seen that underneath the Obama's radical agenda when he was in office with Biden as vice president. We've seen aspects of, at that time, it was called the New Green Deal. And so we've seen them coming in and attacking coal. We've seen them coming in and attacking nuclear and some in the natural gas. So that's your three basic backbone systems that we have in the energy world. And what happened is they went after coal. You know, our Public Service Commission my friends Twinkle and Chip Beaker, Twinkle Kavanaugh is the president. We stood up against that and we fought against that. So we have one of the most conservative Public Service Commissions, I believe, in the country. I do that because I work on a national level for the state and the Public Service Commission. I do a lot on the national level. So when Obama was trying to manipulate and put his radical energy agenda, we stood up against a lot of those moves. We noticed the Clean Power Plan. I think that's what it was pretty well referred to underneath him. And it was basically making the system unreliable with using intermittent sources. So underneath Trump, thank God for Trump, we got a little bit of a reprieve. He put out the America First platform, and in that was energy independence. And so he started moving toward energy independence for our country and started allowing us to be able to use the resources that we have here and move the threat off of unreliable sources and allowed the companies, allowed the utility groups, and us as the commissioners to be able to choose what would be best for our state. And so that was a great little reprieve there for 4 years. But as everyone knows, he's not in office anymore. And so now we have the Biden administration and the Harris administration, and they have fully embraced a new Green Deal, is the way I call it. And basically, it's Cortez's move to get away from all fossil fuels. And we just can't do that right now in our country. There's just no way. It would create such an unreliable energy factor that we'd start having blackouts. We will have energy problems when we are pushing the grid, like in cold weather. Here in the South, it's both cold weather and hot weather. We push the grid. As far as the usage of our energy. So those things are what we've been really focusing in on in the commission. And we've stood our ground, and I think with us going back in with the commission that we have, we will stand our ground up against what's coming in from federal government too.
Well, and I think that's the important thing, is understanding the role, not just of what y'all fought and won and how you found success, the current Public Service Commission found success before, but looking at what's coming down the line from this administration, this EPA, and this Congress. and what it's going to take to stand up against them now. Tell us a little bit. We're going to hit a quick break. I know I've got you for only 15 more minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what is on the agenda moving forward, what y'all are seeing and have coming up in meetings, and some of the proactive things y'all are doing in the Public Service Commission to for consumer protections and consumer rights in energy and in some of these other safety issues you guys are responsible for. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. April Marie Fogel here. Public Service Commissioner Jeremy Oden on the line. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
April Marie Fogel here. We are talking to Public Service Commissioner Jeremy Oden about what the Public Service Commission does, his reelection campaign, and why this should be important to you. Before we get back to him, I want to remind you, it is still lunchtime, not too late to go to Sweet Creek Farm Market and get one of their incredible Cuban sandwiches. Get yourself a cup of coffee from the Roost, some fresh vegetables, all the good stuff they've got there. Locally made products. There is so much to choose from. Reed and Karen Ingram over there at Sweet Creek are great supporters of this show, and I am a big supporter of Reed Ingram, and who is at the State House this week doing his representing the district there. I want to remind you guys, there is, you can get yourself Boston Butts, you can get yourself all the things you need for a great weekend. It is a holiday weekend coming up, and so get those orders in, stop by, they've got cakes, cookies, all of your sweet tooth needs as well. So if you go by there and Reed isn't available, be sure to say hi to Karen Ingram and tell them that April Marie with Straight Talk with April Marie sent you. Jeremy Oden, PSC Commissioner on the line. Hi there, Jeremy.
Hey, good to be back.
Have you been to Sweet Creek, by the way?
Oh, yes. Yeah. All the Ingrams do a great job Sweet Creek.
All right. Well, we have been talking a little bit about what the Public Service Commission does. I know that y'all were really active during the Obama years fighting regulations that sought to close down our state's coal mines and displace our coal miners. What are y'all looking at? What's kind of on the agenda now and in 2022 for the Public Service Commission?
That's a good question, April, and thanks for asking. We are looking at possibly the same type scenarios that was underneath Obama. They're trying to push, but there's difference in this administration's push and what Obama did. Obama brought the conversations up and then allowed some agencies to actually just get involved and push those. What's happening underneath the Biden and the Harris administration is really and truthfully coming directly from the administration itself. They are actually pushing this agenda that we need to do these alternative energy scenarios that are not a scenario that you can be relied on. Solar is good when it works. Wind is good when it works. But the question is when it works. It is an intermittent power source is what we call it. So it's not there all the time. And so there has to be some sort of system created in order to store that energy, to reflect on the grid when it's not there to use it. So what they're trying to do federally is push us into this scenario. Well, we can see by the California's usage of this that it is not a reliable source. You'd never think that in the United States that we'd have blackouts where energy wasn't available. But you have blackouts planned now in California. You have people who have been asked to curtail their energy use because they're going to have a blackout at certain times. And that's just really unspeakable for us. So we at the PSC are going to be fighting some of that stuff, these mandates that come down. We've testified before the EPA before underneath the Obama challenge. I'm sure that we're going to be having to do that again coming up through this challenge. The wind is great. It works too. But look at Texas and what happened there at the first of the year. They had a cold snap, 8 to 9, 10 days they were without power in freezing cold weather. So we have to watch our grid systems. We have to watch those things that are producing power on our grid. And we have to choose what is best for Alabama. That is the question I think we're going to be facing in the energy world. Is it going to be a push from the federal government to socialize our energy consumption and move it to a federal government stance? Or do we keep the power in the states as it is now? And that's what I think we will be facing as the Public Service Commission in right now, really in the near future. We're going to start seeing that push. I have not seen a socialization of our country more prevalent than I have with this administration and the way it is moving so fast. And in the energy world, we sort of don't think about it until we have conversations like this. But a socialized energy consumption cuts out all of our choices. It cuts out the things in which the states can do. And we as a state have to stand up. We have to stand up and fight back on that. And, Trump made some great decisions of giving us some of that authority back to the utility companies, to us as the commission. But they're going to be challenged. Everything he did is going to be challenged. And if it was stopped there, we could fight it. But this administration is going to go one step further and actually try to socialize our whole entire energy grid, that everything has to come out of Washington. And that's some of the stuff that we're going to be fighting back and fighting against. And you need people, and I'll talk a little campaign here, April. You need people who know how to do that. I've testified before the EPA. I've went to Washington. I've talked to all of our congressmen before. So I know how to do this. I'm not going to promise that I'm going to do it. I'm already doing it, and I'm already in the show, and I know how to do it.
Well, and I think experience is valuable when you know who the players are and what it's going to take. Let me ask you, these, and we saw it under We saw it under the Obama administration. We're seeing it under Biden. The cost, I hate to use the word ratepayer because that's such a technical term, but the cost to everyday Alabamians and everyday small businesses to the of these energy, these green new energy initiatives. What do they end up at the end of the day? How do you feel like they affect businesses, and what can we do to protect businesses?
Well, one of the things that we've done in the Public Service Commission, especially, and let's just talk a little bit about solar. Our PSC is not against solar. What we are is an all of the above approach Public Service Commission. So when we set an order down, like for solar, we've got companies in our state that, you know, their corporate boards have said we've got to use so much alternative energy. So we have put forth different orders, and you have to get, I don't want to get technical too, but orders that allow these companies to actually pay for that, and it's not put on the general rate payer. So, and I can use an example. We've done some for Walmart. We're doing some. We just released one for Mercedes-Benz. So what happens is those companies actually go in there, and they are the ones that, get to look at the solar farms and pay for that cost, and it's not spread across all of these other ratepayers. We'll use that term because that's what we use. Now, what happens, though, in that arena, and what they want us to do is this rooftop solar individual. They want everybody to pay for that and socialize that and spread it out. Well, I don't mind you having solar on your house, but if I don't want it, don't make me have to pay for your solar. And so that's some of the stuff that we're going to be facing and going against. So also the cost factor is coal is cheap. You know, it is cheap to use. Nuclear is cheap. And they go and attack these base systems and want to pull them off and put them on this intermittent sources that's not reliable, and they cost just as much, if not in some cases more. And so we have to watch that cost factor very closely, and when you start shutting down these cheaper forms of energy, you're going to have to start replacing that energy, and how can you do it? And one of my fears is right now we're going with natural gas. And we just put forth a whole measure for a natural gas plant. But the thing I'm worried about is if we get too dependent upon it, that gas price can fluctuate easier and quicker than some of the other fuels. And so we have to watch that as far as the cost. So that's one of our biggest jobs, is watching the cost of production. And so we're working with the companies, and the companies are working with us to keep that as low as we can. But also, we have to walk that fine line of reliability and make sure that power stays on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I know that you have another meeting to get to coming up here in the next couple of minutes. Tell our listeners where they can find more information about you, about the office, about the Public Service Commission as it stands now, and about your campaign.
Great. On the Public Service Commission, we have a website. Just type in Alabama Public Service Commission. You can find all of our orders, all of our details about who we are. My campaign, we are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We also have a MeWe account. We also have several different social media, so you can punch those in and locate me as the campaign through that. And that's pretty well where we're at.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
It was nice to talk to you, and we will have you again soon.
Thank you so much, and hope your listeners will have a great day.
All right. Thank you. That was Public Service Commissioner Jeremy Oden, who is running for re-election in this election cycle. His seat and the seat currently held by Chip Beaker are both.
April Marie, you cut out again.
That was Commissioner.
I can hear you now.
Okay, that was Commissioner Jeremy Oden, candidate for PSC Commissioner. And when we come back, we will get back into some of the state issues at the State House happening right now. And we'll talk a little bit about that clean lottery bill I played a spot of earlier. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
You're You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
The new year is here, and make it a great one by going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. The prices are perfect. Look at the selection at LarryPuckett.com. You'll see all makes and models, and they're priced to sell. You'll be the envy of your neighbors when they see you pull up in your driveway with your new car from Larry Puckett. They have a large selection, and you're sure to find the perfect one for you. If you need some extra cash to pay off those Christmas credit card bills, Larry Puckett will give you an instant cash offer for your used car. For over four decades, the River Region and beyond have trusted Larry Puckett Chevrolet for price, service, and those little things that keep customers coming back. It's a new year and a great time to test drive your next car at Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Call them at 285-9300 or, as I said earlier, check out the inventory at LarryPuckett.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures are running a little milder today, perhaps the warmest day of the week, with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine today. Chilly tonight, but not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low down to about 37. Tomorrow, still dry. Nice day. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. Then showers overspread the area beginning Saturday afternoon and through Saturday night. First half of the day, Sunday. It turns much colder Sunday and Sunday night. But no winter precipitation in this part of the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
have, is this something that men have? Do you have like a drawer where you keep things that's like all extra cords and plugs and things that you might need in life?
No, I've got, it's more like a bin. It's not a drawer.
Yeah, I've got a bin too. And I want you to know right now, I need one specific cord and I can't find it.
Hmm. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, yeah. It is what it is. All right, we're going to go to Flower Child. Hi, Flower Child.
Hey, go buy a new one, then you'll find it.
That's so true.
No, I was calling in about Wordle. I've played it 6 times, you know.
And, oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, I've got it every time. And I'm glad they only do it once a day, though.
And well, if they did it more than once a day, I likely would be addicted, and then Joey would be throwing things across the studio at me to get off of it. I missed the first one I ever did. For those who don't know what this is, by the way, is you get to choose. Oh, you have to choose a word that's in the dictionary. Like, you can't just use letters. And then you have to, it tells you which ones are in the right place and then which ones are in the word, but in the wrong place. And then you have to figure out the word within so many tries. And and it's highly addictive.
Yeah. Do you have a strategy?
No. Every time I do it, I do something different. Do you have a strategy for this?
Well, I usually do RST word, you know, and then a vowel or two in there for the first guess. And then the second guess, I try to get any other vowels that I might can use. You know, it's kind of like...
like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. You know,
yep,
and...
what is it? RST, LNE or something that they say is the most common in words?
I'm not sure. But anyway, that's that. And then I do the vowels. And then you can kind of figure out where, you know, if you hit some letters... you can figure out the position of them. And then you just sit there and you struggle with, well, what is that word? I think yesterday's word was favor.
Yep. I got it. So I got yesterday's word. And I like that it's one word a day. Everybody's playing the same word. And as long as there's no spoilers, you are good to go.
Yeah, I like it too. But that's the only thing I was going to comment. And so who's going to take over the board after Joey goes?
That is yet to be seen. Whoever it is has big shoes to fill and better be at least half as stylish as him and give me half the grief that Joey gives me.
Uh-huh. Well, you might get 50%. You definitely won't get 100% Joey duplicate. He's irreplaceable.
He is. But he has worked his way through. Joey, I think you've been... behind the board for every single person who appears on News Talk. Is that right?
Other than Greg, he runs his own board.
But you do his show with him. So, but yeah, okay, that's fair.
Okay. Well, all right. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Flower Child. Joey Clark. Every day is an adventure. That's what I've decided about life. We earlier I played the clip of the news story of the clean lottery bill that has been introduced. It's really hard for me to even deal with the excuses of lawmakers for not supporting that. Like, it's silly times.
But. The gaming interests don't want us to separate it out because people want a lottery.
That's what I hear. I really have absolutely, I don't think there's a single explanation. I think all three issues could be their own bills. You could have a lottery, you could have a sports gaming or sports betting, and you could have a gaming. And let each bill stand on its own merits. And see where people land, because I think this will bundle them so we have a better chance of passing is more of a favor to the special interest than the voters. Randy on line one. Hi, Randy.
Hello, April Marie. Joy, y'all doing okay, I presume. It's a beautiful day out here. I want to just comment on these schools. For instance, I want to just use Sidney Lanier and Carver. You know, they're going to combine. They're going to tear down the historic building of Sidney Lanier High School. I'm sure you heard that.
What are your thoughts on it?
What I'm saying is that that's opening up a can of worms because, you know, those communities that go to that school are at war all the time. Half the shootings in this town are from, you know, gang members that on that side of town, the other side of town. Now they're going to combine all of those kids together. They're just opening up a wildfire, if you ask me. But in saying that, I want to get in on that Squeak Creek drawing this week if I can.
That is a great idea, Randy. What's that month and day?
10-15.
10-15.
All right, guys. 10-15. Y'all take it easy.
You got it. All right. Before we hit the next break, I want to remind you guys about my good friends over at Mortgage Corporation of the South. You heard from John Williams earlier today. You know how much I love the A-team over there. For over 25 years, high atop the mountain in Wetumpka, they've been serving the people of Alabama. You can call them if you are looking to get pre-qualified for a new loan. They can do that in as little as 1 hour. If you are looking to refinance, you heard from John, you want to do that right now before the rates increase again. So he's got a lot of calls just based on his conversations earlier this week. That number is 567-9000, 567-9000. And you want to give them a call for that. If you're a veteran looking to make sure you're in the best possible loan, have the best possible loan and interest rate deals that you qualify for, maybe you don't even know you qualify for a VA loan. I've heard from individuals who didn't know until they called John Williams over there at Mortgage Corporation in the South that they qualified, but they do. So give them a call and let them check into that for you. And then, of course, those equity loans. They are your home, your automobile, or a piece of land. They can help you get cash out if you owe less than something is currently valued at, which if you are own a home or piece of property, that is probably the case. 567-9000, 567-9000 is that number. Mortgage Corporation of the South and the A-team over there. Make your next move your best move by calling MCS. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender and good friend of the show. Back in just a moment, and coming up in the next hour, we will have a longtime radio personality, but now candidate for the State House, Michael Hart, on with us.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values. Put Alabama first and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama Inc.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Everyone. Congressman Mo Brooks has introduced a bill that would allow state and local elected officials to deny illegal immigrants the ability to be resettled into their town. Yesterday, we talked about the places that people are being sent to and the numbers of individuals that this is affecting. And I think it's very important that we keep an eye on this, because I think that that as we take in more and more immigrants, and we see mayors in the state of Alabama kowtowing more and more to get publicity and support from the Biden administration, there is the possibility of additional people coming here, especially towns like Birmingham and Montgomery. It's almost inevitable, so it seems. We are going to go back for a second to Biden's speech yesterday. We're going to start with the first clip here. This was posted by Ben Shapiro, who I really have become a fan of. Let's listen to a clip of Joe Biden's speech that we didn't listen to yesterday.
How do you want to be remembered? At consequential moments in history, they present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? This is the moment to decide, to defend our elections, to defend our democracy.
Does he even know what's in the bills? Has he read beyond the name of the bills? Because that's not what these bills are about. For the love of all that's holy. Let's go to a second clip about this very conversation and on and his speech in general.
Comparing, or Biden is comparing, and you're not criticizing, the idea of a legislator reducing the number of days for early voting from 15 to 10, or wanting voters to present a photo ID before they vote. You're comparing that to Bull Connor, who literally set dogs upon civil rights protesters. George Wallace, who said segregation today, segregation forever. I'm paraphrasing. Or Jefferson Davis, the president of the traitorous Confederacy. I mean, isn't that a little stark?
It is stark, and I will concede that point.
But you're comparing, or Biden is comparing.
You know why? Because it's not about truth. It's not about reality. What it is about is about headlines. It is about making the zealots, who will never look beyond the title of the bills, who will never look beyond the headlines, believe that we really are in a racial war in this nation. It will be about making minorities feel like they are under attack. Now, there is so much about this that and we heard it yesterday talking about how Biden ran for office as a uniter, and he continues to divide. How these states, one by one, who are coming under attack, aren't doing the things that the media are accusing them of. Not doing the things that Biden is accusing them of. It's absolutely mind-boggling that the president of the United States could go out and make a speech this full of vitriol and hatred and nonsense, because it is utter nonsense. It is nonsense to equate laws that protect voter integrity with racism, especially racism of that level. It's absolutely crazy. Hey, breaking news, the Supreme Court has blocked the Biden vaccines. We will read more about that as it comes in. I just got a breaking news alert on it. Yes, sure enough, the Supreme Court of the United States has blocked Biden administration's OSHA vaccine mandate, which I suspected they would, but it's good news to have it actually done. Yesterday, we saw military members being suspended for the vaccine mandate. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the conversation of any of the topics we've discussed today. Joey Clark.
And they are allowing, though, the court, the breakdown was 6-3 against the OSHA mandate, but they are going to allow the administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The court is allowing that by a 5-4 vote. So, interesting. Napolitano called it. He actually had that about right.
He said that was good. That was what was going to happen.
Yeah, he thought that the OSHA mandate was done, the worker mandate was done, but the healthcare worker one, the CMS mandate, was a little more up in the air. Especially, it was interesting hearing, for instance, Amy Coney Barrett in action. In the way she was thinking about things. Folks, I think, were reading too much into her saying, let's say I disagree with you. She's more just having the legal argument and fleshing it out. But there you go.
There you go. I've pulled up SCOTUS blog. It looks like there are several cases that they have decisions out on. A weird technical one for National Guard members. The court rejected a claim of a National Guard member who was in dispute over retirement benefits. We will we'll keep an eye on these decisions as and I want to look them over. Before I get into them here on air. Smoke and Otis on the line. Hi, Smoke and Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, kid.
Hi there. You know, Clint hasn't called in a while to call me kiddo. I wonder if I offended him.
Yeah, Clint calls you kiddo, so I'm just going to call you a kid. How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing good.
Good. Look, I got a question about this Supreme Court mandate block. How is that going to affect the workers who have already been fired or such as that? I mean, would they get their jobs back?
That's a very good question, and I do not know the answer to that. I am just seeing this as it comes out. Joey, from what you're reading, do you see a response to that?
I'm sorry, I was answering another call.
The question was, do people who have lost their jobs because of the mandate, do they get them back?
I don't know.
I will have to look to see.
Yeah, we just don't know, Smoke and Otis. This was stopping more the private employer, especially the military. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's a little, I mean, it's good that they did it, but it's a little late for some of the, I feel, but I don't know. I just keep my eyes open and hope the best. I hope those people get their jobs back. I mean, to be let go under such circumstances is just not right.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of fallout from this decision in terms of what the Biden administration and Fauci were attempting to do, so we will continue to monitor this as it breaks. I'm going to read SCOTUS blog for those of you who use Twitter. I know a lot of you don't, but for those of you who do, SCOTUS blog is one of my favorite go-tos in terms of summing up what's going on at the Supreme Court. It's their response to this. Smoke and Otis, thanks for calling. I'm gonna I'll go over this and see if it.
Hey, put me in the drawings. I know you've already done Mortgage Corporation, but put me in that for next week and Sweet Creek for tomorrow, if you would.
Smoke and Otis, you're not going to believe this, but we are on a pause with our Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing. We are only doing Sweet Creek until Mortgage Corporation of the South comes up with a new prize and new drawing for them. And so we will revisit that as they sneak up on their anniversary. But we sure got you in on Sweet Creek, so thanks for asking for that.
All right. Thank you much. It's 5:10. Joey knows it. Y'all have a great day.
He sure enough did. He put it in there. Joey, that's something our new board op is going to have to learn, all these birthdays.
Indeed.
All right. Well, looking back at SCOTUS blog, breaking, the Supreme Court blocks the federal government COVID-19 vaccine or test requirement for large workplaces. The court allows a vaccine mandate for workers at federally funded healthcare facilities to take effect nationwide. The opinions are on the SupremeCourt.gov website. Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan dissenting from the decision to block the vax or test rule. Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Barrett dissenting from the decision to allow the healthcare vaccine mandate to take effect. We will continue to look at what those decisions say and hopefully get to that a little bit more later on down the show. Very interesting as it goes. Want to get to a couple other issues before we have our next guest on. Our next guest, of course, being Michael Hart, and we will talk to him. I'm kind of annoyed at one of the headlines I've seen several of this week. We have seen two big, air quotes, big stars' children be outed or get public information for their sexuality or gender identity. I'm not even going to name the famous people. One is an elected official, one is an actress. And all I have to say is, for the love of all that's holy, people need to get lives. Teenagers seeking their 15 minutes of fame or special interest, exploiting young people and their quote sexuality, gender confusion, or sexual choices, or whatever. It needs to end. It needs to end. One young star I've been keeping up with because they ended up coming out with being gender fluid, non-binary, all of that nonsense. And I know someone's going to call me and call me a bigot, and I just don't particularly care at this moment, is suffering from a mental health crisis. And I think that it is that we have to start looking at the idea that that the crisis is beginning before the world is ready to recognize it, when people come out to get attention with these, I don't even have to call them, these totally political, non-science-based situations. And if you want to be, quote, gender fluid and be a guy wearing a dress, I don't care. Unless you are my child's teacher, in which case I might oppose. I might be opposed, especially since I pay good money to send my children to a private school to have age and developmental appropriate learning. But I'm seeing these headlines, and it's not just one outlet. It's not two outlets. It's like all the conversation for an entire day or two over these young adults, you know, 16 to 20, and whatever's going on in their personal life and their sexuality. And I just want to go on record of saying, who cares? We have got to stop. Especially with these children. I know we saw with related to the Trump administration and the Lincoln Project, we saw one young person whose mental health crisis was exploited online in arguments with their parents. And I think we've gotten to a point where enough is enough is enough. We really do need to prioritize what it is consuming and sharing. And I know I'm going to be guilty of talking about it again in the future, but for the love of all that's holy, right now our country is in a time of great crisis.